in all honesty, one thing I learned from one particular experience that I picked on that career was that it helped me to assimilate some mumbo jumbos easily, because rap is, I mean, not like straight line English. So there are times that you need to pack a lot of words into your head. So I was able to find a way to like apply the experience.
So what's up, people? People of the internet, boys and girls. One genuine problem I face as a regular podcast listener is finding another interesting podcast I can listen to. And you know that can be handful, and you know how to solve the stress around it. So that's why I bring to you What's Podcasting, people! Yeah, What's Podcasting. So it's just an overarching global newsletter that people in tech, geeks, babes, nerds, and maybe your mom would love, you know, that kind of shit. So kindly check the link in the description and sign up to receive 3 new podcast recommendations every week that you will definitely not love. But you can never know unless you try, yeah? That's why you're still single. Anyway, sorry. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, so Jerry, everybody listening on this call, I want to tell Jerry thank you. Jerry, do you know that when I met you and like, you know, you were, of course, a design tutor and stuff. Do you know that some things you taught me, I still use them today, like some figmas, I swear to God. And even when I'm teaching, like, because it's crazy, but I'm not like a blown or senior designer or anything, but the little I know, I try to give back, like pay back. So I try to teach other people that are getting into UI, UX and stuff. And the stuff I'm teaching them are literally the stuff you taught me. Crazy. So I just want to tell you thank you for that, like, You're part of like my design, you know, tech journey and stuff. So yeah, thank you, Jerry.
You are like, you're very welcome. I mean, I'm always happy to hear when someone says, "Oh yeah, I taught you this," and like, actually, that's the joy of any tutor, because really, when you see it being played out in someone else's life, it beats every form of pay that someone could get. And I say you're very welcome once again. Anyway, so. I mean, you've broken the ice. You've talked about the fact that
Eric, okay. So yeah, we're in the UI UX part of the story, and then I was trying to explain. Yeah, that okay. So the music was like, that's how I saw the world for a while. Then with network marketing, I understood people like to a certain extent, and like I found out like different tricks that you could use to. I mean, like just get people to. I don't want to sound like. Manipulative or anything, which I get people to see things in your own view or whatever. So that's why I go from. And then I learned how to also, bro, I swear to God, network marketing also is different from like different other also. So I swear, bro, like it's not even people that have been in it, they're probably laughing right now because they know. So I just learned how to also that like I learned more about people in network marketing. Then when I got into design, I had to throw away my ideas of like, oh, I was a musician or I was a networker. And then I had to like become a baby again. And so that's why I told you, like, I can always learn things from scratch. Like, I don't mind, no matter my successes or failures in other industries. Do you get? So I had to like start seeing life through the lens of a design. And like, even my phone pouch, I use this particular phone pouch because of how it feels in my hand. So that even goes way beyond like digital, it's like actual physical products and everything. So I'm now seeing like life through that lens as well. So I just keep on stacking. You know, they say that if you want to get to a different level in your life, you need to be a different person. You can't be the same person. So you need to always like grow. You can't stagnate who you are internally, not just externally, but internally. So that's basically my journey through like music, network marketing, design. So right now, I'm a product designer for a company called Analytics Intelligence. Yeah, it's an internship right now that I just started, open to transition into a full-time staff. So I'm still like in the very early stages of my tech design journey.
Regardless, there's still like so much to talk about that one particular gist that will come to shortly. What was your trigger point like picking up design and actually how's it going so far?
Okay, so let me tell you my G. I had trauma from doing computer science. So when I decided to get into tech, and I'm like, I'm not going to go and code or anything again. But I was like, okay. So my friend who was a developer, told me that, okay, yeah, you can get into UI UX design. So I decided to, I didn't even know what Figma was. Like, he literally told me, Donald, go and open up a Figma account and you understand. I'm like, yeah, okay. So when he left my house that day, I opened up Figma and then I started learning small like that. So what my trigger point was, just like Sakpa, like GK, like I was just looking for like, okay, I need to find a way to start collecting GK, like making money. So yeah, I don't want to say, oh, I love to solve problems, or no shade to anybody. I don't know why would I like to solve problems. I was just looking for a way out of the trenches. And yeah, I was like, okay, let me get into tech. And I was like, okay, I don't like coding because of how much, you know, England wasn't so nice for me mentally. It's not like I was like failing. I mean, I'm normally smart, but at that point, I wasn't just interested. So I decided to do design. So that's how I got into design. Yeah. That was the first thing. Like, I just, you know, people would be like, oh, they tried product management, tried. It's only design I tried and I stuck with it. That's, yeah.
I've tried so many things. I mean, I started from like secondary school. One day when I tried to like share my journey of this podcast, I started from like secondary school. I had like this teacher that taught us CorelDRAW at the time, but never really like, I learned it, but I don't think at that time I had it in my, if I didn't even have it in my to-do design, I was still thinking about piloting. You know this Nigerian story that you want to do something and you end up doing something else in the university. So I wanted to do piloting, then switch from piloting to aeronautical engineering, to mechanical. Then I got statistics in FUTA, and there's no way on planet Earth I am studying statistics. So along the line, I wrote another jam and I got the science and for now, where I eventually finished from. But then design.
Wait, Jerry, like, so you finished the computer? Sorry, you finished the computer science, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
But Jerry, can we actually, not on this podcast today, but one day, we actually need to see that as a nation. Like, we actually need to see that as a nation and ask why the computer science and information technology courses in Nigerian universities are so horrible, and how you have so many people that graduate and they don't know how to code or they don't know anything about computers. So many, like, it's the pandemic.
I'm telling you, I saw something online. In fact, apparently it was a computer mate that tweeted that retweeted the post, and I reminded him about one of the experiences we had in like university where we had a lecturer literally marking our coding scripts in the exam hall. It wasn't the best of experience, because this man is like, this one is like a working compiler. Firstly, you're not supposed to be writing codes like on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But when we did that, everybody has been doing that. And it happened to be that we went into the exam or wrote like the lines of code, and this man was, he wasn't putting grades that we understood, but he was putting certain marks, and for certain persons that were sure were like what they wrote. And they saw the kind of math he put. I mean, at the end of the day, they had like an A or something. But then again, it defeats the purpose of like technological advancement, which is, I mean, we have left the world of analog, right? While in a digital world, whereby things should be more automatic and faster. So that's why there's a compiler. Like there are, I mean, obviously compilers have existed, but now that's why the compilers are more advanced. So how about you allow your students like make use of compilers, and compilers are made to help students to like, or to help people to be better programmers, right? I should not have to be writing codes on a piece of paper and be struggling through it. I mean,
can you remember the language that you wrote that code?
We did for Java, we did for Python. Jesus Christ. I'm careful not, I've been very careful not to like say too much, because if I say too much, it will not be so difficult to like track down who the person is and like trouble. Yeah, I just did my idea. But for really, I don't, I I remember what we said earlier on. I don't regret any of the experiences I had in school because overall it really did help me. I mean, just like how you picked up tech. I mean, I didn't pick up tech to make money. The good thing about my starting was, I mean, I didn't like have so much pressure at that point in time. I didn't have so much pressure. I mean, so many persons are like picking up design now or tech, and they already have pressure to want to make money. But I felt like have that pressure. I picked up tech just because I wanted. I was looking for something to do. By something to do, I mean I kind of felt that I didn't want to code after school, per se. So I started to like ask questions. Like, okay, what is like the design aspect of coding? That was like I think in my 100 level or 200 level. I started to like ask questions. I started to like do some research. What's the design aspect of coding? Somebody said CSS. I knew that was never it for me. I mean, by now I already knew how to use Photoshop. I knew how to use CorelDRAW.
Yeah.
I kind of had an idea of Illustrator, I think, already at this point. So it wasn't like I was asking these questions from like a place of complete ignorance. Like I had like some design knowledge, but I just did not know that UI UX existed. And that was very funny. But I think it was, this experience is funny, but I think it was in the course of one of my research one day that I found design. And it's so surprising that it's just like you, when I want to do something, I don't know how to give less than 100%. That's why I'm kind of, that's why I decided not to do certain things, because imagine putting 100% into a distraction. So for me, I basically like, I found design that day, and it was like a Saturday night, and my dad being a pastor, obviously you have to like go to church quite early and all of those things. But me, I did not send. I think that was like the starting point of my sleeping late. So I can't remember the last one. I think a couple of days behind I slept like pretty early. And that's very unusual of me. I have that control of my time, that's why it's not because of anything. I can sleep late and wake up really late. I'm fine. So basically, I found design that night, and I was stuck on, like, I was super addicted to it. Like, I spent about 4 hours. I had my, like, first UI in 4 to, like, 5 hours. But this is not to compare anybody's self with me, because I had, like, design knowledge experience. Like, I had design experience before. So some things were not completely new to me, and it was Adobe XD. So I installed Adobe XD. I still have that tutorial, and I still have my first design. I shot everything that night. I went to church. I wasn't really listening to what they were saying. My mind was, let's just close. Let's let me go back home.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. And it picked up from there, basically. So all our experiences basically just finds a way to like add up, right? To
who if you're paying attention though, like most people are not really paying attention to things that happen in their lives.
Yes. Back to your
like me, I intentionally like pay attention to all these little things so that they can make sense later. But most people just like go through life like, oh, this happened, that happened, okay. They're not trying to connect anything.
True. Okay, so now to the like no highlight, but one of my particular questions I had, how did your internship come about? I mean, you mentioned one particular celebrity. Maybe not a celebrity, but someone quite popular. So what happened?
Someone with influence.
That's a better way to put it.
Okay. So, Jerry, I think in a month or two or three, I'll be like 2 years in design, like since I decided to first start with Figma that day, my cousin, like my developer friend / cousin told me about Figma. And I spent like the first, so I started like in 2022, I spent like 2022 just learning. Then 2023, because I mean, the way the world is, you started something right, okay, you need to find a job, you need to start making money. Do you understand? So me myself, I was like, okay, you've been designing for a while. Okay, start applying for jobs. So I had to work on my portfolio for that whole 2023, do one or two projects, do a lot of courses, get better. And then I started applying for jobs online, which is what I mean, I was told to do. I applied, send out to a lot of companies. But then I realized that the online approach was not working. So in October of that 2023, which is last year, I decided to start going out like for conferences and like start meeting people to get like some as a volunteer, some as an actual attendee, like just a normal guest. So there's this conference I went for, SwitchCon. I don't know if you heard of SwitchCon.
No, boy. I saw your Twitter,
Yeah.
About it.
Okay. So I went for SwitchCon and I was a volunteer there and I decided to stay in the green room. So the green room is where like all the speakers and stuff are, for those that don't know what that is. So I was just in the green room and I walked that day. Let me just put it like that. I walked that day. Like I was on my feet. I walked that day. Let me just put it like that. So I guess God kind of rewarded me for the amount of work I put in that day for that conference, which was not even my own. And then I decided to collect the numbers, LinkedIn, Twitter of like the guests that were there. So, I mean, I just walked up to them that, oh, please, can I get like your contact information? There was one woman I met there who was the investor relations manager for the current company I work at. Yeah. So I didn't really even think she was paying attention to me because when she gave me a number, like her mind was not even there. But surprisingly, like some days later, like less than 10 days later, she reached out to me. She said I sent my CV to the HR, my CV and my portfolio, which I did. And then we were meant to have like an interview. I think I missed the interview like two or three times. But you know me, I'm a mad person now. I just went to go and beg. It was out of my control that please. Can I still have the interview? She was not like, she would talk to the HR or whatever. But that, like one thing was, I think the HR and one developer that interviewed me. We shared the interview, I shall sold myself, because this is a boy that was once a musician and once like a network marketer. Mm-hmm. So of course, I would sell myself and give me the floor, I'll sell myself. I just sold myself, yeah. So, but they didn't really get back to me. And I was still like applying for jobs online. I was still like trying to go out, network and meet people. Then I got into this fellowship, this tech fellowship by the Ministry of Digital, of Innovation and Digital Economy, 3MTT, 3 Million Tech Talents. So in 3MTT, it's actually ongoing. I don't know when this, So it's actually ongoing right now, like we're in the first phase of the program and all that. So in December of 2023, I made a LinkedIn post just talking about my journey so far in design, how I was learning a lot in the current program I was enrolled in. And then I tagged the Minister for Innovation and Digital Economy, Boston Tijani. So Boston like replied, Jerry, let me tell you something crazy. Yeah, Christian, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, don't worry, we're not going to turn this place into church, but Jerry, in 2023, I asked God that, please, you do something for me. Do you get like that? I wanted to just like progress and win. And Jerry, do you know that God waited till December 31st in the night to do something? That's crazy. Like, that's crazy, Jerry. Like, not in January or not in March or not in October when I started going out to network or not. Bro, God waited till December 31st. So now I hustled for the whole of 2023 to try and get the job. Everything I'd done, all the online, offline, working on portfolio, thinking, doing case study, everything, taking course, everything. So I didn't even check. I mean, who was checking their LinkedIn by crossover, like crossover night? I mean, nobody was doing that. So I went for crossover service. And then I can't remember. I don't know if it was the next day itself. Yes, January 1st. Yes. The next day, I just said, let me check my socials. I went to LinkedIn. I saw Bosun Tijani quoted or replied to your post. I said, what is happening? Apparently, the minister had replied to my post 8 p.m. December 31st, 2023. So that thing I was praying to God for, he still did it for me before 2023 ended. Whatever, Sha. So Bosun was like, that, oh, Donald, nice. I don't, this, not, this was not his exact words, but it was just like commending me and saying that, oh, I'll be a great addition to any team that has me. And if anybody's recruiting in their network, in my network, like in his own network, I mean, they should check out Donald's profile and reach out to him. Bro, so that's how like different recruiters reached out to me. Like four recruiters reached out to me like less than 24 hours. And then like some afterwards as well. Wow. So And this was the same guy that I wasn't getting any callbacks on like any interviews. And aside from like the interview I had done with from that woman I met in the green room of that conference I was a volunteer for. Do you get, and in one day, like in less than 24 hours, I got like different recruiters reaching out to me. I had an interview with one that was an edtech company. They actually offered me an internship, but I now leveraged this, my spotlight, and I went back to the company I mean, analytics intelligence. So the same people that I have been trying to get hired for since October last year. It's a very long story. I mean, you can check my link in Twitter for people that care about that. I actually went back to them. I was like, I have some other people on my, that's like trying to hire me and that the minister spotlighted me and bro, that same day, like a few hours later, they sent me employment contract. So that's where I work now.
Jesus. Okay, so this is for
that was my job search story.
This is funny. Majorly because how do I put it? Majorly because I have a friend that like has done something similar, like leveraging on contract offers from other companies, right? To, like get something else from his own company. And it's crazy to think about this guy, like my closest friend. In fact, when he was doing it, like he doesn't even care again. He was doing like, I think he doesn't even care about where he's working. It's a lie. He just wanted to use what he had to like get more money from.
Yeah.
But that's like really good. All you said basically sums up in like different ways for people. So I have like one final question to ask. If you were like to talk to a younger Donald, what like would you, what advice would you?
I don't like questions Donald like this. Obviously. I will answer you, but I don't like questions like this.
So the reason why I said younger Donald is because, apparently, it's not that the person is in a younger phase of his life. It's just that certain advices would mean certain things to like different people and in different phases of their lives. For example, if you tell me something now, it might not be particularly useful until 10 years from now. So what would you like to tell maybe a younger version of Donald or something?
Okay, with the benefit of hindsight, I know what I would tell my younger self when I like dropped out of school at 19. I mean, during the period of my journey from like when I started to... Sorry, can I quickly add something, Jerry, to this thing I'm about to say?
Absolutely. Take your time.
Okay, so it's like, how do I put it now? Okay, let me put it like this, Jerry and the listeners. But like... there's something people need to understand. The moment you decide to chase your dreams or go out, like really not you have backup, like you have like 70 backup plans or no. The moment you decide to go after the things you want in life, you're already living out your dreams. Like people say like, oh, maybe they finally blown. Let's say they're like, they wanted to be like a successful doctor, or a successful movie star. Like when they're finally famous or they've made it, they're like, okay, I'm finally living out my dreams. The moment you decide to chase your dreams, you start living it out. So Jerry, the moment I decided to go after my music dreams, leave school and just really just go crazy, I started living out my dreams. Times when it worked, times when it didn't work, times when I failed, times when I won. So I'm not waiting till I get to that like, benchmark I set for myself that, okay, now that I've done X, Y, Z, now I'm living my dreams. I've started living it out. And if God decides to take me right now, I know that I've been living out these dreams I have in my mind. Like, I didn't need to wait till I go to a particular, like, milestone or a claim or jiget. So I think people need to realize that if you're hearing the sound of my voice right now and you yourself, you know your heart, not what you tell people, you know your heart, that you really decided to do this thing you've wanted to do all your life, then you're living out your dreams. Don't put too much pressure on yourself and say that, okay, so until you get like that, your first house or your first buy a Benz. No. So I think you would find more peace and more like contentment and happiness that way. Yeah. So back to your question of what's love, what I would have told my younger self, right? Yeah. So I think I would have just told my younger self to take more risks, like failed more, because that is when you would be able to learn as much. So like, you know, when you win, a lot of variables are in place. Like the times I won in my life, of course, God's grace, I hustled, I was, do you understand? Like, but there are a lot of things that, a lot of variables that you don't even know that happened that came in play to make you win. But when you fail, you know exactly why this thing didn't work out. Do you get? So for me to have like more wisdom, more like knowledge, more understanding, like I would have told my younger self to fail more, do more things, and like just take more risks. Yeah, that's what I'll tell young Donald. And that's what I'll tell future Donald and present Donald.
Yeah, thank you very much. Finally, I mean, to like close it all out, what would you like to ask the next person?
Question I would like to ask the next guest. Okay, I would like to ask the next guest, when do you know you're working hard?
So what's up, people of the internet, boys and girls? One genuine problem I face as a regular podcast listener is finding another interesting podcast I can listen to, and you know that can be handful, and you know now to solve the stress around it. So that's what I bring to you. What's podcasting, people? Yeah. What's podcasting? So it's just an overarching global newsletter that people in tech, geeks, babes, nerds, and maybe your mom would love, you know, that kind of shit. So kindly check the link in the description and sign up to receive 3 new podcast recommendations every week that you will definitely not love. But you can never know unless you try, you know? That's why you're still single. Anyway, sorry. Bye.
Thank you so much. If you're trying to get to listen to Designers Hub somewhere, somehow, we are like the Designers Hub on like every podcast platform that almost exists. Well, that's a lie. We are on Apple Podcast. We are on now YouTube Music. Apparently, Google Podcast is morphing into YouTube Music. So we're on YouTube Music. Then we are also on Spotify at the Designers Hub, so you can find us. And on social media, anywhere, we're at THEDESIGNERSHB. Forget that. We are the Designers _ HB. That is THEDESIGNERS_HB. The HB standing for Hub, but just forget the Hub and type HB. But thank you all for like listening. It's been great doing this. I have enjoyed every bit of it, even with the challenges that you don't know about. I will not tell you. But yeah, I will talk to you guys in like the next episode. Cheers.